Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. A 49-year-old Tennessee man has died in ICE custody in Louisiana. Alejandro Cabrera Clemente was a Mexican national who had spent more than half his life in the United States. He was found unresponsive in his cell Saturday, according to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He was then taken to a hospital and pronounced dead. The agency hasn't given a cause of death. Cabrera was arrested by ICE in Chattanooga in January. More than a dozen people have died in ICE custody this year. According to reporting from NPR, an increase in the number of people being sent to detention centers, combined with less oversight, is making this year the deadliest in more than two decades for immigration detainees. If you are facing eviction, getting a lawyer can be difficult. They're expensive, and unlike in criminal cases, there's no such thing as court-appointed attorneys. WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports that the Eviction Right to Counsel program is looking to fill that gap and save the city money, too.
A new report shows that last year, the program helped just over 1,000 households, and 93% of those clients avoided disruptive displacement, which is, of course, beneficial for the tenant and, as the report shows, the local government. That's because when people are evicted, they often have to tap into social safety net programs, like emergency shelters or unemployment benefits. Last year, the program's work likely saved the city more than $4 million. That's even despite pandemic-era assistance drying up. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum celebrated 20 million visits to its downtown facility this morning, complete with a poster from Hatch Showprint commemorating the occasion. The museum opened its doors at its initial Music Row location 59 years ago. In 2001, the museum moved to its current location downtown, which only increased tourist traffic. It also sought to draw more visitors from the local community with discounts and school programs. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.